Phillies looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Rockies as the Phil send Vince Velasquez to the mound. He turned in three scoreless innings, but in the fourth, he faces Trevor Story.
Swing and a drive right center field. It's deep. Back goes Saunders. He looks up, and that ball is long gone. A good 11 or 12 rows back over the American League out-of-town scoreboard, and Trevor Story has started the fourth inning with a solo home run. It's his seventh home run of the year. And the Rockies get the first one here this afternoon. It's 1-0.
Cameron's got to get off there and get a really good secondary lead.
Ball's bunted in the air. Arenado makes a diving play on the backhand. One away.
And if it's humanly possible to be caught, Arenado's going to get there, makes a nice play, and there's your first out.
Five-game losing streak plus the six innings so far today. Here's a bunt, and diving Neshek, he's got it. He'll get up and throw to first, and it's a double play. Wow, what a play by Pat Neshek off the hill.
It's like a cat.
Out towards center field. On the run is Blackman. Back toward the wall. It is gone! Off the brick wall in center field. Tommy Joseph has tied this ball game up. Seventh home run of the year, and he crushed it. Neshek's up and breathing better. Bottom of the 11th inning, the Phillies and the Rockies tied up at one. Tommy Joseph the batter. And Tommy lines one into right center field, a base hit. Saunders around third, heading for home, and the ball is kicked by Blackman, and the Phillies have won a ball game. They won it by a final score of 2-1 as Tommy Joseph walks it off here in the bottom of the 11th inning. And now they can exhale.
The first career walk-off hit for Tommy Joseph gives the Phillies a 2-1 11-inning win, just the fourth in their last 21 games. But it was a day to forget for Odubel Herrera. He became the first player this season to strike out five times in a game. The Phillies bullpen turned in six scoreless innings of two-hit ball in relief of Vince Velasquez. Entering the 11th inning, the Phillies had gone 53 consecutive frames without holding a single lead. Manager Pete Mackanin was happy to snap that streak as he shared his thoughts after his team's 2-1 walk-off win in 11 innings on Thursday.
I finally could get to come in here and smile, Bonnie. I tell you what, Tommy hit that home run to tie it, and he won it with the base hit. Good performance by him. You know, the bullpen has really done a good job the whole series, but today they were stellar. It was outstanding, six of them. They just did a great job. How about the play that Neshek made? That was fun. He's a fun guy to watch. Not much more to add. I'm just happy we won. Took 11 innings, but I'm happy.
What did you make of Velasquez's performance? Did he take
a He looked like he took a step forward. We thought about running him back out there for another inning because we could have. He had enough pitches to go, but we wanted to take him out on a high note because he showed improvement, and we want to get him get his psyche in the right spot.
I guess it's kind of been overshadowed by the skid, but do you feel like the bullpen's kind of getting into a groove at this point?
I believe so. You know, I've said that early on. I said I think that's one of our strengths, and I think after today, you can see why. I have a lot of confidence in them. You know, we used, Neshek in the seventh, Benoit in the eighth, Neris in the ninth. Ramos did a good job. Garcia pitched well, and it's good to have Gomez back. He threw very well today.
Even with all the struggles you've had, Joseph has had a really good month in May. What clicked for him?
Well, you know what? A lot of it has to do with timing and comfort level. There's no telling what clicks in a guy. You know, it's just a matter of making a minor adjustment sometimes. It's just possibly getting good better pitches to hit, possibly. You know, there's no telling what it is, but he just looks a lot more comfortable at the plate.
Even after the win, do you leave a little disappointed just by watching Odubel and Michael there in the middle of your lineup today?
You know what? Let me enjoy this, and we'll discuss that tomorrow, okay? Just let me smile for a while.
To expand on Tommy, obviously he had a really good year last year as a rookie. He's continued to do some good things for you this year. Just overall, how have you seen him progress and become the player he has?
Well, he made a good first impression, and we expected a lot out of him this year. And although he had a poor month in April, we stuck with him, and he started coming around. And Obviously, today was a great performance for him, but I expect him to, as we go, get better and better, as I do with most of the guys. And we just have to wait, and hopefully not too long, for these other guys to get going.
Did you just kind of hit the reset button with the lineup today, other than Altair playing? And looks like the same. It was your opening day lineup.
That's a very good way to put it, Todd. I did. I just went back to the – I reset the whole thing. And, you know, I've been trying to – incorporate some kind of a spark of offense in that lineup and give guys a little rest here and there, and you know, take them out of the pressure cooker. And now we're back to where we should be, and I think I'm going to leave it that way for a while.
My follow-up is going to be, would you move Tommy up, considering to kind of like ride the hot hand as long as you could?
Possibly. You know, let me think about that tomorrow. I'll be able to – let me sleep on it tonight. I think I'll sleep tonight.
Not to name – Herrera and Franco, but when you get a guy that's really not hitting, are you of the mind sometimes you show with Franco, you sit him down sometimes, but with a guy like Herrera, another guy, do you just keep going with him? See, or is it,
that's a tough decision, you know. Well, that's a tough decision. You wonder if he needs to be in there seeing pitches and battling, or does he need some time off? So I'll think about that.
Do you ever, like, when you – there's the other possibilities, like, guys have figured something out about a guy. Like, is that possibility on the table in terms of how to attack a guy? You always talk about making adjustments and
as far as
– facing a guy like –
Yeah, well, you know what? I was pretty happy that we got to Blackman. A guy's a heck of a hitter, and we pitched him really well today. So it's there's an example of what you're talking about. So – little by little, we're going to get there. You know, we're going to start playing better.
It was a big day for Tommy Joseph, to say the least, as he blasted a game-tying home run in the seventh and then delivered his first career walk-off hit in the 11th, as Joseph shared his thoughts on the team's 2-1 win after the game.
Just trying to get something up in the zone. Sano did a good job getting into scoring position. After that, I got to try to do my job, at least get him over to third, if not get him in, so... That was good.
The reason we're in extra innings was the home run, obviously, that you were able to hit early in the game. That was a 2-1 pitch, again, up in the zone that looked like. Was that a changeup that you hit?
Yeah, 2-1 changeup. I'd been missing a lot of pitches earlier in the game, and just tried to make some subtle adjustments, you know, as the game went on, and definitely good to get a win here.
Yeah, and talk about that, because this team obviously needed a win in a worst way, and you're able to do that. It's one win, but can you build on it? How do you build on it?
Yeah, I think you can always build on wins. You can always build on positive vibes, positive atmosphere, and today's a good start.
Pat Neshek, you want to talk about that? Because that fired you guys up.
That was awesome. I mean, nobody expected that from Pat. So for him to dive and have the awareness to actually get up and throw the guy out at first just shows that, you know, some pitchers do actually pay attention to what's going on. So that was awesome. Good play by Sheck.
The Phillies continue their homestand on Friday when the Reds come to town.